Vanity Fair, a novel without a hero, by William Makepeace Thackeray.
While our century was in its teens, and on one sunshiny morning in June, there drove up to the great iron gate of Miss Pinkerton's Academy for Young Ladies on Chiswick Mall a large family coach with two fat horses and driven by a fat coachman in a three-cornered hat and wig.
"It's Mrs. Sedley's coach, sister," said Miss Jemima Pinkerton.
"Have you completed all the necessary preparations incident to Miss Sedley's departure, Miss Jemima?"
asked Miss Pinkerton herself, that majestic lady, the Semiramis of Hammersmith, the friend of Dr. Johnson.
"The girls were up at 4 this morning packing her trunk, sister."
"And I trust, Miss Jemima, you have made a copy of Miss Sedley's account."
"This is it, is it? Very good. £93.04. Be kind enough to address it to Mr. John Sedley, Esquire, Russell Square, and to seal this billet which I have written to his lady."
Miss Pinkerton's billet was to the following effect:
"Madam, after her 6 years' residence at the Mall, I have the honour and happiness of presenting Miss Amelia Sedley to her parents as a young lady not unworthy to occupy a fitting position in their polished and refined circle. Those virtues which characterise the young English gentlewoman, those accomplishments which become her birth and station, will not be found wanting in Miss Sedley, whose industry and obedience has endeared her to her instructors, and whose delightful sweetness of temper has charmed her aged and her youthful companions. In leaving the Mall..."